In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Happy be Monday, everyone. It is a beautiful day indeed. The sun has risen after a few gloomy days, giving its wonderful golden beams to the earth. On this beautiful day, I would like to talk about one beautiful tradition in our faith. So before a church is used for prayer and worship, we have a rite of dedication. We dedicate the whole church to the Lord. Today I would want to recall the significance of anointing, incensing, covering, and lighting the altar during the rite. And as I'm reading it, we can reflect the temple of the Holy Spirit which resides in each one of us. First, the anointing. The anointing with chrism makes the altar a symbol of Christ who, before all others, is and is called the Anointed One. For the Father anointed him with the Holy Spirit and constituted him the high priest so that on the altar of his body he might offer the sacrifice of his life for the salvation of all. The anointing of the church signifies that it is given over entirely and perpetually to Christian worship. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ anoints us to be his beloved at our baptism. Second, incensing. Incense is burned on the altar to signify that Christ sacrificed. They perpetuated in mystery, a saint to God as an order of sweetness, and also to signify that the people's prayers rise up pleasing and acceptable, reaching the throne of God. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ receives our daily prayers and worship. Third, the covering of the altar indicates that the Christian altar is the altar of the Eucharistic sacrifice and the table of the Lord. Around it, priests and people, by one and the same rite, but with a difference of function, celebrate the memorial of Christ's death and resurrection and partake of his supper. For this reason, the altar is prepared as the table of the sacrificial banquet and adorned as for a feast. Thus, the dressing of the altar clearly signifies that it is the Lord's table at which all God's people joyously meet to be refreshed with divine food, namely the body and blood of Christ sacrificed. Brothers and sisters, Christ celebrates with us the fruit of our labors, so as we are going to do so many things, put ourselves the clothes of Christ so that he can protect us. Fourth, the lighting of the altar reminds us that Christ is a light to enlighten the nations. His brightness shines out in the church and through it in the whole human family. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ leads us to eternal life. These are a few visible signs that help us to recognize the dignity of the altar, and so to recognize our dignity as God's beloved. It is an honorable place because right there where Calvary, the sacrifice of Christ, happens for our salvation. It is right there where Christ makes fruitful the desert hearts. But before a piece of wood or a piece of marble becomes an altar, it is required to be sculpted by the builder. Today, as we are starting a new day, a new week, we invite the Lord to continue scripture our being, to cleanse our being, so to reflect the beautiful image of God Himself in us. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.